Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I am the Reverend Allison Dean, Rector of St. Luke's Parish in South Eleuthera. Welcome to the Anglican Church's morning devotions for today, Thursday, November 2nd. Let us pray. O God, before whose face the generations rise and pass away, the strength of those who labor and the repose of the holy blessed dead, we remember all who have faithfully lived and died. Lift us into life and love and give us our portion with those who have trusted in you and striven to do your will. And to your name, with the church on earth and in heaven, we ascribe all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Our scripture reading today is taken from the letter to the Hebrews. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Here ends the reading. In our lectionaries, you will see today listed as All Souls' Day, commemoration of the faithful departed. In many ways, it is a continuation of the celebration begun yesterday for All Saints. We continue to give God thanks for the lives of the faithful departed, for their faithful witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We give thanks for their labor here on earth. We give thanks for their dedication to God's work in and through the church, that fellowship of believers. As we give God thanks for these faithful servants of former times, we remember particularly today those whom we have known ourselves. We remember before God with great thanksgiving the women and men, the boys and girls whose names we know, whose faces we can picture, whose voices we can still recall. For you see, the saints of God who dwell in the heavenly places are not only those from far-flung countries and from centuries ago. The saints of God include the faithful from Grantstown, from Fox Hill, and from Camp Road. Counted among the saints are also those from West End, from Mangrove Key, from Arthur's Town, from Georgetown and Rock Sound. Also those from Providenciales, Salt Key, and Matthewtown. All these belong to the great cloud of witnesses of which the writer to the Hebrews speaks, because without them we would not be here. Someone we have known took time to pray for us. Someone we have known considered it important to read the Bible with us. Someone along the way showed us the importance of sharing in worship and fellowship with other believers. And so it is from generation to generation. They who are gone, we who remain, and those yet to come are inextricably bound together by our common faith in the God we meet in Jesus. Each generation receives the gospel, lives the gospel, and passes on the gospel to the next generation. The cloud of witnesses is not fixed or static like a stained glass window. The faithful of every generation who pass from time to eternity join that throng around the throne of God. I hope that one day our liturgical calendars will have feast days in remembrance of our own people. But until then, let us in our own ways continue to remember before God with great thanks those we have known, those whose faithfulness has been the foundation on which we have built. And may we be committed to following their example of faithfulness and, like them, run with perseverance the race that is set before us, until we too join that great cloud to sing forever around the throne of God. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. Amen.